We prepare for the prayer for the reformation of the church by reading 2 Chronicles 34, verses 1 through 7. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father. And he did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet a boy, he began to seek the God of David his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the Asherim and the carved and the metal images. And they chopped down the altars of the Baals in his presence. And he cut down the incense altars that stood above them. And he broke in pieces the Asherim and the carved and the metal images. And he made dust of them and scattered it over the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He also burned the bones of the priests on their altars and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And in the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, and Simeon, and as far as Naphtali, in their ruins all around. He broke down the altars and beat the Asherim and the images into powder and cut down all the incense altars throughout all the land of Israel. Then he returned to Jerusalem. Let us turn to God in prayer. Our eternal God and Father, we bless you for the continuity of your people. We praise you for the way in which you have brought your people into being. And we praise you for this history of redemption which we have in your word. And how amidst the darkness of the world, you retained a people for yourself. We praise you even now for King Josiah, and for the way in which, by your grace and your leading, he set his face to seek the God of his father David. And we praise you that we can come together as those of different backgrounds. And we thank you, O God, that by the power of your Spirit, applying to us the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Josiah's people are our people. We praise you that we belong now to a new Israel, made up not only of believing Jews, but also of believing Gentiles. We thank you for this covenant. We bless you for the shed blood of the Lord Jesus, which seals this covenant. We praise you that we have now in inscripturated form your word, in which Christ stands as front and center throughout the word. We bless you for the memory of the words of the Lord Jesus, speaking of the scriptures, that these are they which speak of me. And we come tonight to confess the need of the reform of the church. We confess that we have not always kept your word. We confess that so often we have been hearers of your word, but not necessarily doers of it. We confess, O God, that our churches have sometimes subdued your word with traditionalism, whereby we have laid upon your word man-made practices which have obscured the clarity of the gospel and have muted the voice of Jesus Christ speaking through your word. And as in the days of Josiah, and as in the days of the 16th century Reformation, when you raised up your people to peel back the layers of tradition so that they could hear your word again, we are praying, O God, that we would be a people of the book, going back to the scriptures to see whether what we see is there. Father, we also confess that over recent centuries especially, we have submitted your word to our own judgment, that we have allowed rationalism to determine for us that which we will believe. We have cut out of the scriptures the supernatural. We have tailored the gospel to what we are able to believe. And we have sat upon your word rather than sitting under it. And Father, we acknowledge also, by dint of the influence of Romanticism, that we have come to your word and we have assessed emotionally what we will accept and what we will not. And we are in great need of returning to your word. We have bought into the idols of our culture and the idols of our minds and the idols of our feelings. Forgive us, O God, for obscuring the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Forgive us for muting your voice coming through the pages of Scripture. And so as we bring our worship and our confession for the reformation of the church, we also bring our thanksgiving. We praise you for men like Josiah, who would not turn to the right or to the left, who sought out your word and took to action to pull down the idols of the land. And Father, as we think this week also of the great Reformation of the 16th century, we praise you, Father, for those morning stars of the Reformation. We praise you, Father, for those great teachers of the magisterial Reformation. We thank you, Father, for the untold numbers of men and women, boys and girls, some of whom gave their lives for the truth of the gospel. And Father, we thank you then that we are here today. And as we bless you for the oneness of the church, the holiness of the church, the fact that we stand upon apostolic doctrine, and we worship in the unity of Christ, we acknowledge that because of our wanderings, we need also the marks of the purer church. And we are praying, Father, that there will be a return to the proclamation of your word in these days. Forgive us when we have not treasured the ministry of your word. Forgive us when your word has been diluted. Forgive us when your word has come in the wrong spirit. Forgive us for when we have gone beyond your word. Forgive us for when we have fallen short of your word. And Father, we thank you also for the sacraments. We bless you for baptism. We bless you for the Lord's Supper, gifted to us by Christ, the head of the church. And we are praying for our covenant children growing up in a day like today, that they would come into the fullness of the gospel through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we are praying also for the plentiful baptisms of first generation believers. And we are thanking you also, Father, for the discipline of the church. Discipline both in its broadest meaning of the reading of Scripture and of prayer, such as we have tonight. But we bless you also that you have given to us the responsibility to operate your church decently and in order, and pray that there would be a return to the standards of your word. And Father, we thank you then that as we turn to your word, we see those great principles of the Reformation, that your word is our sole authority for faith and for conduct. We thank you that in the pages of Scripture, we see that we are saved by grace alone and through faith alone, in Christ alone, and for your glory alone. And so as we come to pray for the reformation of the church today, we pray that you would shine by your Spirit a light upon the idols of our own hearts. For your servant of old was right to say that the heart is a factory of idols. We see that, and help us to see it more clearly, we pray. Forgive us that we have made our comfort an idol. Forgive us that we have made our pleasures an idol. Forgive us that we have made our sports celebrities our idols. Forgive us that we have even made our chosen politicians our idols. Return us to your word, we pray. No more, no less. And we ask, O God, that in this day we would be able to say, as the reformers could say of old, post tenebras lux, after the darkness, light. Come, O God, and as you revive your church, help us to use the ministry of the Spirit given unto us, which is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, to proclaim his name in the power of the Spirit for your glory. We long to see a generation arise who will be able to say, as our forefathers could say, glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. Come, cleanse us, then we pray. Grant us courage, we beseech you, to own the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord, and to love Jesus Christ more than our own lives, and to live in light of the fact that very shortly we will be in your nearer presence. Make it so then, we pray. We call upon your name, remembering the promise of your word, that you are the high and the lofty God who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, and you dwell with a humble and a contrite people. And we are asking that we would be that people, in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.
For those of you listening on WFUR who do not have access to a bulletin for this evening, that scripture and prayer for the Reformation of the Church was by Dr. Tim Trumper, the pastor of Seventh Reformed Church.